You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney, and now it's time to check in with the Alaska Wildlife Alliance. Welcome Irene Morris and Abby McAllister. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. Irene, it's Wildlife Wednesday. Let's start with you. What's new with the Wildlife Alliance?
Well, this is the second to the last Wildlife Wednesday that we have this season, and it's going to be really great. We have Abby McAllister from Alaska Fish and Game, and I know everyone in Juneau has encountered a bear somewhere, so you should all be coming to the program. I'll let her explain that. We'll be following bills that come up with wildlife, and at the end I'll give you an idea of something we might be doing in March.
Okay, sounds good. Abby McAllister, you're the Wildlife Education and Outreach Specialist at Alaska Department of Fish and Game. We often have you in for Wildlife Roundup, a regularly occurring segment on Juneau Afternoon, and today you're here as the presenter for Wildlife Wednesday. So tell me more about what this month's talk is about.
Sure, yeah. I mean, as Irene mentioned, just about everybody has either seen a bear in Juneau or has a story about a bear or knows a friend who has a story about a bear. And with social media, you know, there's a lot of information and sightings that really kind of pop up into people's, in the forefront of people's awareness more and more often now. And so this talk tonight is going to highlight essentially what to do to have a successful wildlife encounter. And it's not just about bears. In Juneau, we have more and more sightings of moose north of town. People will occasionally see wolves and sometimes even more frequently hear them. And so knowing what to do to have a successful interaction with these wild animals, I think, is really important, especially because we do have a growing population in Alaska. That means people are getting out into the outdoors more often. I mean, why not? It's amazing out there. And so the chances of interacting with these animals could definitely come up. And we just want folks to be prepared and be able to enjoy it.
Yeah, wolves and moose, for sure, are ones that I would have no idea what to do. But don't most people kind of know what to do if you encounter a bear?
They kind of do. Yeah, they kind of do, you know. But in that heat of that moment, you know, I don't care how many bears you've seen, you know, your blood gets pumping and it's nice to be able to just have a game plan in place and to be prepared, you know. So so that's what the talk is going to be tonight about. And I'm going to have a little bit of some show and tell items. And also, I would venture to guess that not a whole lot of people have ever tried their hand at bear spray. Right. So there will be an opportunity for folks to see a demo from me on how to use bear spray and then try it out themselves. Not the real stuff.
Inert bear spray. Cool. Well, I was wondering if you could quiz me on some common misconceptions.
Ooh, yeah.
I want to test my knowledge. I want to go up against the experts here.
All right. Here we go. So I'm going to make a couple statements, and you just tell me if that's fact or fiction.
Okay.
So the first one, the best way to tell whether a bear is a black bear or a brown bear is by its color.
Fiction.
That is correct. Yes. You can't always tell a bear by the color of its coat. Black bears can be cinnamon, gray, black with a blonde stripe, glacier bear colored, which is kind of a silvery tinge. And brown bears, especially those on Admiralty, can actually be black in color. All right.
One for one.
Bears' eyesight is just as good as ours.
I would say fact.
That is indeed true. Yeah.
Okay.
Some people think that bears don't have that great of eyesight, but actually it's not as good as their sense of smell or their hearing, which is exceptional, but they can see just as well as we can. So I always tell people, if you can see them,
they can probably see you.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
All right. Good job. Two for two. Okay.
Yeah.
So when a bear stands up, it is threatening.
Fiction.
That's correct again. Yes. All right.
Sometimes it's just trying to get a better look.
That's exactly right. Yeah. When a bear stands up, often it's just trying to get a better look at what you are or pick up your scent so it can figure out what the heck is going on. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So how about this one? Using ammonia, mothballs, or other strongly scented household cleaners will prevent bears from getting into your garbage.
I'm going to say fiction.
That is true. Household products do not work.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like they'll still go for it.
Yeah. So there is a myth kind of that goes around, and it'll pop up on like Facebook and whatnot every once in a while saying, you know, like just throw, you know, some ammonia in your garbage can and the bear will leave it alone. And in fact, that's not true. If there's something in there that it will eat, it will attempt to. Yeah.
Okay.
Or try. Yeah. So let's see. What's another one? Bears defend territories.
Oh, I'm not totally sure. I'm going to say fact.
That one is not, in fact, terribly true. Yeah.
Well, bears couldn't get them all.
Bears defend their personal space.
Okay.
And so with that in mind, the goal is always to give bears plenty of personal space. And bears are as individual as you and I. Some people have a pretty big personal space bubble, and other people don't mind getting a little cozy. Bears are the exact same way. So I'll talk more about that tonight. Let's see. Do we have room for one more here?
Yeah.
Okay. Bears are highly unpredictable, and it is likely they will try to attack a person if they see him or her.
I'm going to say fiction.
That is absolutely fiction. Yeah. And in fact, this is also what I'm going to talk about tonight. But mostly, for the most part, bears are really quite predictable. You know, as I mentioned, bears are as unique as you and I. They all have unique responses to situations and scenarios. And just like you and I, they are shaped by their age, their experience, their environment, what they've been taught. You know, so for example, like a young bear just kind of out on his own for the first time is going to be more curious about a human and be a little less likely to completely just dart into the woods at first sight. Mm. Whereas, you know, a sow with cubs will almost certainly react the same as a human mother when approached by something or someone that they don't know, you know, the whole stranger danger thing. And so just like a human mother, she'll protect her young against something she's not sure about. And then let's see. Here's another one that's always good. If you see a bear, you should lie down and play dead.
I think I'm going to say fiction, but I'm glad you asked that because I feel like it kind of depends on the type of bear.
It depends on
the situation.
So that is what we've changed kind of in the last few years, the messaging around this. Laying down is a last resort. The only time you should ever lay down is if the bear makes physical contact with you. And that almost never happens. So, a lot of people are like, you know, if it's brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back.
Right.
That messaging is completely gone.
Okay.
It really is all about situation, being aware of the situation that's happening and reading that bear's body language. How about this one? People say this one is sometimes they throw this myth out there that you should climb a tree to increase distance between you and a bear.
I would say fiction on that because I've seen bears climb trees. Like, they can climb better than I can.
Yeah, black bears and brown bears are both very good at climbing trees.
Yeah. And then actually that leads me to a follow-up question about tying your food up in a tree. Because can't they just climb up and get it?
You know, I'm going to talk about that a little bit tonight. Keeping a clean camp is really important. The way you arrange your camp is important. And food storage is, of course, a big part of keeping a responsible camping site. And the trick is setting it up in a tree that's big enough and having it out on a branch that's sturdy enough where the bear can't reach it by standing up on its hind legs. And it's unlikely to reach it if it were to climb up and scoot out onto the branch.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But they also make some other bear-resistant camping containers that are always a good idea as well. They just look like big, you know, sturdy barrels, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great info, Abby. Thank you so much. It turns out there is some stuff I don't know about bear encounters. So I'm really glad we did that. I hope it was entertaining, if not informative, to our listeners.
I hope so, too.
And tonight your talk is what time and where?
7:00 at the Egan Library or Lecture Hall. And we also have goodies, of course. And we have literature and a sign-up sheet in case anyone wants to join. It's going to be a great program. So,
I hope everybody comes out and gets out of this weather and come on in for some information. I think most folks in this town will be able to put to use one day.
And it's the time is coming. We ought to have a nation pretty soon.
They'll be waking up.
I guess so. What time do they usually wake up, Abby?
Oh, gosh. You know, it really depends on what the weather decides to do. But typically we're seeing bear calls coming in, April or so.
Okay.
That's usually about the time. But, you know,
this year,
we'll see what happens. You know, it could be an early spring. It could be late spring. Last year, I think we had some pretty darn cold weather persistent into April and early May.
Okay. Well, thanks again for all that info. And then, Irene, is there anything else you want to share about the Alaska Wildlife
Alliance? I was just going to mention the Alaska Board of Game is going to be meeting in March, and the Alaska Wildlife Alliance attends that. So the other thing is there was a documentary that's in progress making it's called Good Wolf, A Good Wolf. And we possibly in March might be able to be showing some of the trailers of it. And if we do, we'll I'll come in and let you know.
So. Oh, okay, great. Please do. Irene and Abby, thank you both so much. Have a great presentation this evening.
Thanks. Thank you.